Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 17th, 2017. RBB has unveiled a story that gives insight into a special form of human trafficking between doctors and funeral homes. Three doctors in Hellersdorf allegedly took bribes of up to 300 euros per case to mediate that certain companies would get to handle the remains of a deceased person. The funeral service would receive up to 30 corpses per month in return. Relatives and loved ones usually have the free decision on which providers they want to use. The doctors recommended certain funeral services to undecided families, but reports from witnesses also indicate that doctors were putting pressure on them to use specific services, for example, by threatening that they would not sign the death certificate if they didn't. The costs of the bribes are hidden in the service fees, leaving mourning families unaware that they are also paying a mediation fee to doctors. The three doctors are now under investigation, but they don't seem to be the only cases, as further research from RBB shows. According to witnesses known to RBB, bribes are also common with other doctors, in senior residences or care centers, but few people are speaking out about it in public. Siemens will be cutting 7,000 jobs worldwide, half of them in Germany and 900 in Berlin. Affected are the dynamo production in Spandau and the gas turbine factory in Moabit, both manufacturing components primarily used in power plants. Siemens argues that demand for these products has decreased as the market is moving from fossil fuels to regenerative energy sources like wind and sun. Economy Senator Ramona Popp from the Green Party said that this decision is hardly relatable, as the whole Siemens conglomerate has made billions of profit last year. The IG Metall Workers Union already has announced resistance against the decision. They also say that the decision is unacceptable in the context of the otherwise excellent health of the company. The Berlin Parliament has decided against sending a special investigator to the police academy in Spandau. As Berlin Briefing reported this week, several misconducts and problems at the school were reported, ranging from disciplinary issues to one student being part of a criminal gang. The special investigation was proposed by the CDU opposition. Police President Klaus Kant is expected to present a detailed report on the incidents at the school in early December. A broken pipe put several streets in Berlin-Lichtenberg underwater yesterday morning, including the Frankfurter Allee. One car was sucked into the ground, was underwater, and had to be recovered by firefighters with the help of a crane. By noon, most of the water was gone and car traffic could resume, but the 21 and 37 tram tracks were washed out, and the damage has to be repaired. It will take about a week until tram traffic resumes to normal. Berlin police released photos of two men who injured other passengers in the U8 in October of 2016. The attackers used pepper spray and kicked a victim in the head, injuring a witness with pepper spray as well. Please find photos of the men linked in our show notes and report to the police if you know them. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.